I don't think Goo. A couple people on the Xfinity Mobile text line.
I'm down on them right now.
Yeah, you should be. I don't think. Do companies drug test anymore?
I wouldn't know. I have nothing to worry about.
Some people on the Xfinity Mobile text line are calling for a drug test for you.
Oh, so Cap didn't take the Niners to a Super Bowl and the NFC Championship.
No, he did. He did.
He wasn't Mr. Excitement.
No, he was. He was.
By the way, how we play the game.
Can we then
you come down my road on my answer. It's just the good Lord.
Here's the other thing, Goo. So, Cap, did he go to, he went to one Super Bowl?
And then lost to the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game on the road.
So he,
Sherman picked
so
him
he
off.
Went, actually went to two NFC Championships, won one, lost yeah. one. Gotcha. Devin's in an Uber. Devin's on your side, buddy. Devin's got your
hey,
back, people,
gentlemen.
Too.
How's it going, man?
Welcome.
Hey, Goo, man, stand 10 toes strong.
All day, baby.
I think that people aren't being fair with this. In my mind, I'm choosing them at their current peak, right?
Exactly.
We know Cap's peak, and we know what Brock is right now. We're not saying this is the best he'll ever be, but this is the best he's been, right, since he's been in the league. So with those two things, I'm not going to lie, and I'm a diehard Raider fan. I'm choosing Cap all the way. Like, I don't think it's – I'm not going to say it's – like, there's a clear gap. But it's also not super close. There's a dual threat, which we see that it is working right now. Right now, this is the era of the dual threat. I think Cap right now, what he was back then, if he's in the league now, he's in the talks with Lamar and the CJs and all these people. Like, you know, it's just, I get that Brock he reads a little faster, but I'm picking Cap all
Dev,
the way.
Hey, Dev, Devin, no, I'll hang up. I do have a question for you because you've given this some thought. Are you... Like, I get what you're saying. Are you judging Cap on early in his career when the defenses hadn't really seen him a lot? Or are you judging Cap maybe after 3 or 4 years when the defense, you know, picked up on him a little bit?
I'm just judging based on, like even if we just
at
made
his
it
peak.
Strictly play postseason, like post, like them and their postseason runs.
Gotcha.
That's all the playoff games included. I remember him in Green Bay. Nobody had them winning. We thought Green Bay was going to win. And not only did the Niners win, they dominated, bro. Like, and that's because of Cap. We're not going to get it misconstrued. It's not like Cap rode the defense coattails. No. Cap was really a factor back then. So I'm picking him because I like the fact that he would get the ball there. He would get it to Vernon and all the rest of the guys. But he can also, I don't know. He wasn't no one read pony to me. But maybe I miss things. But yeah, I'm picking Cap. Goo, stand on your toes.
Yeah, no doubt. And Stani, that's how I took it, you know, prime Cap. But let's not act like we got 5 years of Cap doing the Jimmy Garoppolo model to where it's like, oh boy, he's really, they went 8-8 when Harbaugh's last year. And you would have thought that was 4-12 or 3-14. So, at the end of the day, I took this exercise as prime Cap, and I love what Brock Purdy is doing, but I just thought my guy, you know, I put him in that offense right now, prime Cap, with what they got. Oh, my gosh. You know, with the current, what they got going
like
now.
Like Kaepernick or Coach?
Like Kyle had team? Him. Yeah, I mean, I know, well, he had RG3.
I don't think Kyle.
But he had RG3, and he got him Rookie of the Year, but I hear you. And that was in D.C.
I don't see Cap as Kyle's kind of quarterback.
And but what's listen, funny is I mean, his dad drafted Kirk Cousins in that same draft. They drafted RG3.
I mean, listen, if you're going to take Purdy, Kaepernick, and Garoppolo and pick out, you know, their best 4 games or 5 games, well, yeah, I could definitely understand Kaepernick then. He was dynamic. But that wasn't my criteria. My criteria was, okay, who's the better quarterback over a period of time? For me, it's going to be Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy's going to have a longer and more successful career than Colin Kaepernick.
And that's
at his height, Kaepernick was incredible.
But, Stani, I guess, again, and I'm not caping for Cap, I just feel like he didn't get that opportunity to make the adjustment to the adjustment they made. You know, defensive coordinators, and that and that's why we saw the end of them.
415 saying Cap had a 59.8 career completion percentage. Come on. And then another guy below him, 650, Steiny's an idiot. Cap never had a bad season. Look at the stats, hater. You know what? I won't look at the stats now. Well, I'm not going
to. It's amazing. All three been to the same plateau, but Purdy's off to a better start.
Well, and that's why that's I'm saying, dude, we need to take our hat off to Evan Giddings.
Yeah, no doubt.
Evan Giddings.
There you go.
Because he used three guys that are kind of, we have to use the same criteria. I like it. If
let's ask Evan his answer.
I know what his answer is.
Look at him. So what you got?
Well, this is what I find fascinating about the question, because the best quarterback currently is Brock Purdy. And I don't really think it's close. But if you're asking me if I had to win one game and I need one quarterback, whoever's on the roster, it's Colin Kaepernick. It's Colin Kaepernick.
I love it, E. Yeah, Snotty, I'm not mad about at that, Evan.
My answer is Purdy, though. If I got to, really got to cut too. I'm sorry, I got to cut Cap. Funny nobody's brought up Jimmy whatsoever?
Is that game? Is that game that you have to win? Is that against a defense that's seen Cap for two or three seasons?
It's also in the rain.
Look at you guys,
Lamont in Oakland.
Mont,
what's up, Lamont? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
Hey, man. Hey.
Check it out. I'm rolling with Cap, man, and here's why. I think people forget. Cap beat Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs
twice.
One time in Lambeau Field.
Yes, he did.
He beat Cam Newton in Carolina in the playoffs. He beat Matt Ryan in Atlanta after being down 20-7 in the NFC Championship game. Why are we acting like this is stuff that beating legend? Dominant quarterback. He went head-to-head in the games that mattered the most.
You can't.
Yeah, he did lose in the Super Bowl, Lamont, like everybody else did. Fact.
You know
but
what?
What I will say again is, let's not forget. You think Purdy had a better start? Well, guess what? The first year they inserted Kaepernick, they went to the Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl the first year when Alex got the concussion. They put Cap in there, and they went to the Super Bowl that year. Like, this dude was fire. And let's be honest. The reason why it fell apart is because he took his coach away.
Yeah.
They took away Jim Harbaugh. The defenders, a bunch of defenders retired. And the scheme that they had with Harbaugh there was fine. But the problem was is that they lost those things and they put Tom Sula to coach him.
Yeah. Right?
And then it's like, what are we doing? Like, really, now we're just trying to do something. Now we just want to get him out of there for other reasons. And the last thing I'll say about Cap, and I'm not trying to be controversial, but I'll say this. I never hear about certain looking quarterbacks being one-read quarterbacks. That seems like that's only reserved for certain quarterbacks. And I'm going to just leave it at that. I don't hear that about no other type of quarterback.
Mm.
But when it comes to certain quarterbacks,
okay,
it's one-read. Like
Tim Tebow was a one-read quarterback.
Well, nobody.
But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
I don't know what play is called. How do I know he only got one read? We aren't in the playbook. We're not the coach.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
How do we actually know that?
Oh, please.
Oh, Lamont. How can you tell? Your head in the helmet? Is your head in his helmet?
No, I'm a football expert.
But Lamont, nobody can argue what you're saying, Lamont, about the double standard with the black quarterback. That started even before I even knew who you were, Stoney. And there's still some of that to his day. So to point that out, I think that's fair. But you know what a one-read quarterback is.
Tim Tebow
was
a one-read quarterback.
Black quarterbacks. You could tell. And no, that was a great one. But I just, my whole thing, Donnie, and Lori Matthews, the great Lori Matthews, Jimmy beat Aaron Rodgers twice.
Every 49er quarterback is beating Aaron Rodgers. That's what I wanted to tell Lamont.
Okay, gotcha.
He goes, Aaron Rodgers. Has Aaron Rodgers ever beaten the Niners in a big game?
But those Cap days, Donnie, he looked like the Michael Vick
experience.
He's another
one-read guy, Aaron Rodgers.
You don't think they got action?
Who?
If he stays upright, the Jets. I really do. I think this is a horrible matchup for the Niners with what they have going on to go out in front of the world. You know, we had a great offseason.
Okay.
It is.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know enough about the Jets, but they sure sound to me like your version of the Lakers. And they stunk. And so I'm going to assume the Jets aren't going to be very good.
You're going 3 years. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Lakers had two dudes starting an Olympic team in their starting five. I'll leave that there.
And they didn't make the playoffs.
No, they did. But had they played anybody but Denver, and they gave Denver 15 rounds, I'll leave that there for another day.
You should leave it there.
That's a great opening one, Evan. Man.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, nobody voted for Jimmy. Nobody will vote Jimmy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad if they
I was considering throwing Jeff Garcia in there, but he didn't make a Super Bowl like Garoppolo did.
Jeff!
I think I still would have taken Purdy.
I think so, too.
Oh, you know what? And Lamont, I hear you. Just to let you know that I hear you, Lamont.
No, he was on fire.
Jimmy G was at one read quarterback.
There you go.
Come on. He's right.
But look what he did with that one read. He almost got him a Super Bowl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go to SF Bay Drummer. He's in Houston.
H-Town.
We are worldwide. Yeah. Hey, Drummer.
Yo, what's up, Stani? What's up, Guru?
Hey, to us.
Guru, I got your back. Hey, Stani, I got to come down your road a little bit. I understand that you're talking in the context of QB longevity.
Dead.
But at the same time, if we want to compare Super Bowls between Cap and Purdy, I'm going Cap all day. Because Mr. Purdy, he had to have a wide receiver throw a touchdown for him in the Super Bowl, and he only put up 19. Cap put up 32. And Cap was a weapon himself, and he had less to work with, while Mr. Purdy had the Avengers and only put up 19 points. That is trash. And then, let's bring the weather into it. Because Cap, he went to Green Bay while it's icy and cold outside. When Purdy played Green Bay at home, if it wasn't for Dre Greenlaw making the interception, we almost lost that game because Brock Purdy couldn't even handle mist. He couldn't even handle a drizzle outside, scrambling and fumbling the ball. Like, Purdy's not that guy who everybody think he is, man. He's not. And it's going to prove this year when we don't have Trent and when we don't have IU, and then you want to give him $60 million?
That's $60 million? Take it to Guru.
No, stop. If that's what if he has a year like he had last year, Stani, and that's the market, and I believe he's going to get that. That's all. And I told you I don't like the fact that Jordan Love, it's the system. It's not. I'm in love with Love, but it's just funny. Two quarterbacks, one season as a starter under his belt, and he has the ranking of the top, the highest paid QB. No hate from me. But I'm like, whoa, so why can't Purdy do that?
One of the things that happened last week, Goo, when you were out, is Evan and I couldn't come to an agreement on a bet.
Oh, whoa.
We were trying to make an IU okay. Make bets that you lose most of the time. Well, Evan was trying to make a bet with me, but we just couldn't because the bets I didn't think were fair.
Oh,
I'll tell you what.
Now you're nitpicking.
I'm prepared to make you a bet right now.
All right. Boy.
Right now.
Okay.
Brock Purdy will not get $60 million a year.
I wouldn't take that.
That AAV thing or whatever.
I won't take that. Yeah, I won't
take
it. Oh, wow. Look how he's looking at you.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Mal.
This is a change.
Do it.
Okay, I'll bet you.
All right, sounds good.
Beverage.
Or six.
Now, real quick. What's the energy behind, like, what do you think is going to happen to where
maybe 50 or something?
Yeah.
You see the way the 49ers like to do their contracts?
Well, up until this season, everything's been, on now.
New sheriff in town.
Yeah.
Let's go to Couch Potato. Look at, are you kidding me? Couch Potato's in Kentucky? Louisville or Lexington?
Louisville, L's up, to heck with the Cats, you feel me, Stein?
Yes,
come
I got
on.
You.
Now listen, Matthew.
I got you.
Matthew. We look to you to be the voice of reason, a font of knowledge, and would you please remind everyone how horrible the Niners were Kaepernick's last 2 years under the great Jim Tom Sula and the equally great Chip Kelly. He was running for his life. He had absolutely no help. They stunk. And in his last year, he still completed 60% of his passes, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on a team that stunk. And the only reason he's not in the league, we all know why. Shout out, Goo. And I have to say, I would originally think Purdy, go with Purdy, but man, I was there at the stick that night that Kaepernick exploded on the scene, and I've never seen anything like it in 68 years on this planet of a guy who just took over a game like that. Forget, I don't want to hear about Lamar Jackson. Unbelievable. So, Matthew, come on now.
Hey, Couch, thanks for the call.
Man, no, appreciate it. Wow.
All right.
He was a phenom, Stoney. I know it didn't last forever, man.
No, it didn't. Lasted about 14 minutes.
What you got?
Couch, your boy Stoney was at that game, too. The Kaepernick game against the Packers. And let me tell you, yes, I was there.
No, I'm like, well, go ahead. I'm all ears.
And
like,
let me tell you. Let me tell you. Eight guys on the Packers defense, every single play, were 25 yards downfield with their back to the line of scrimmage.
So you're trying to take something away from my man. Come on, man. Dude was 72 touchdowns in his career to 30 picks, yeah, threw for 12,000 yards. But Stoney, again, all I can say is he got him to against the Ravens. He had him there against that damn, what did we call Seattle's defense?
Legion of Boom.
The Legion, look at my man. And took them 15 rounds.
All right, if you're just joining us, it's cutdown day in the NFL. 49ers are going to make their cuts at 1 o'clock, as is every team. And my main man, Evan Giddings, one of two main men, has put together a couple lists, and we've got a cut. We've got to cut two out of the three on his list. And the first list he gave was Garoppolo, Purdy, or Kaepernick. You have to cut two of them. And all three, of course, got to a Super Bowl but didn't win it. And I'm cutting Garoppolo and Kaepernick, and Guru's cutting Purdy and Garoppolo. So we're having some fun with that. And
this one went crazy.
Yeah, Evan's got a bunch more. We'll do the next one at about 11:30. But
that one hit. Yeah, that caused a lot of man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go to Jimmy. Jim's in Martinez. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Love it as usual. You're killing me. The calls are all great. Obviously, I came in late to this.
Okay.
I'm cutting Jimmy G.
Of course.
I was at the Bears game. It was a Monday night or a Sunday night game where the Bears were all, you know, supposed to be this badass team, and the Niners just Alvin Smith Kaepernick just literally humiliated these guys. But I got to go with Purdy. It's only been a couple years, but this kid's got something. And I love Kaepernick. He should have had another 10 years. It's, you know, I have so much respect for that guy. But Purdy, man, when you look at what he's done, the stats from last year, it is nothing short of amazing. Kaepernick was a game changer, too. But I have one memory, NFC Championship. Everybody think back. Seattle, Frank Gore, wide open for a little –
wow.
8 or 10 yard little dink that he's going to go 50 yards with, if, you know, because he's not the speedster. And instead, they're at their own goal line, and Kaepernick overthrows them by about 8 feet. And the game was basically over at that point. And that was, and I love Kaepernick, don't get me wrong, but man, choosing one, whatever. You guys are killing me. You guys have a good day, man. Thanks.
Take it easy, baby.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Did Jim only cut? Yeah, he cut Cap and Jimmy.
Yeah, he would go with Purdy.
Yeah.
He would go with Purdy.
And right now, I think it's kind of easy to go with Brock because he's the flavor of the month and the current quarterback, Stoney.
That does appear to be the consensus. We've thrown it up on our Twitter polls. Oh. Right now, it's 63% for Brock Purdy.
So, and Goo, I'm not going to take a victory lap for that.
What are you? What's
it's just an
lap?
Opinion.
We're cutting people, buddy. Have you ever been cut, honestly?
Please.
On any level?
No. Who the hell is going to cut me?
See, this is me.
I was the guy
the
that the coach consulted who to cut. No,
your football career didn't last great.
I quit.
Well, see, that's worse than cut.
I was allowed to quit. I told you that story. The coach asked me to come out in sixth grade. I went out for football, put my shoulder pads on backwards, got to practice. Tim Dotterer ran me over. He was like Rudy Drobnik. He was bigger than everybody else. I stuck my arm out to try to tackle him, and I swear to God, my arm came out of the socket, and I said, Dad, I don't like football. And he said, son, since Mr. Smith asked you to come out, I'll let you quit. Because technically it's not quitting. He asked you to try it.
I've never quit.
He asked you to try it. You tried it. You didn't like it. But if I would have gone out for the team, I'm stuck.
Like, I do wonder. So no. Like, give us a...
No. I know. How many times have you been cut?
What do you mean, how many times? What? It's never happened. Now, I did play St. Anne's. Remember, I had the emotional story. Wendell Basie, Silk Basie's dad, wanted me to be on the B team for St. Anne's, and I was like, magic. Penny Hardaway, I was a big point. So I ran point tickets to the chip, Evan. So I don't know if that constitute cut. Because there was an A team, and then there was a B team.
Yeah, that's cut.
He wanted me.
It's like being on JVs as a junior.
I was that in football.
I know.